Tonight I'm going to sing the song Something's Coming, which is from West Side Story. And it's about a young man feeling that something's about to happen in his life.
Of course, everybody knows Julian as the dashing Charles Blake in Downton Abbey, but we have persuaded him to go back to his theatrical roots.
I've chosen to sing Something's Coming because I really love the music. It belongs to a masterpiece. Some of my favourite music that's ever been written for the theatre.
Charles, they get it right!
There's something still edgy about it, even now, 60 years later. I am really looking forward to my performance on the show tonight. I don't feel maybe I'm quite as young as I should be to be playing, to be seeing the part, but I'm going to try and remember when I felt 18.
Something to any day, I will know right away, soon as it shows. It may come cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone all jingled or I'll knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it soon catch the moon one-handed catch. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach. Down the block, on a beach, maybe tonight, maybe tonight, maybe tonight.
Wow. Wow. Wonderful, wonderful. Sit down. Oh. What a treat to hear you sing, mister.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. And from my favourite show of all time, West Side Story.
Yeah, it's a great show. I mean, I think the word masterpiece is overused, but for that particular piece, it's just...
It's just very
appropriate.
Is it one of your favourites?
It is, actually. It was one of the first shows I did at school. I went to an all-boys school, and I got into sort of doing plays because it was the only way of meeting girls.
Oh.
And the part I played in that show was called... He was called Action.
Oh, yes, of course.
Ironically.
Did you get any?
I was very well behaved, actually.
Oh, I'm sure you were. I'm sure you were. Well, it's got a great score as well, hasn't it?
Score,
I mean, aside from the brilliant story,
yeah.
A wonderful, wonderful score. And I found it interesting that you chose Something's Coming because you could, I mean... Tonight is also a fantastic song.
Yeah, it's chock full of great numbers. I mean,
it is.
Maria is one of the other big numbers where it scares the life out of me.
It is Something's Coming difficult to sing?
It's got that loop that goes round and round in the accompaniment, so it's quite easy to get lost.
And all the lyrics, of course.
And all the lyrics, yeah, to try not to sound
Stephen
Hebrew.
Stephen Sondheim never repeats a lyric, does he?
He doesn't. It's amazing. It's I mean, I think that piece, if you were to put it alongside some sort of street music of, you know, now, like Jay-Z or hip-hop or whatever it is, it still sounds contemporary.
Absolutely.
It sounds hip. It's got an edge. It's cool.
Yeah.
You know, and it's. I guess that's one of the reasons why it's still very, very popular now.
Of course, the other cool thing about you is that Downton Abbey, everybody knows you now for Downton Abbey, mm-hmm. and probably that scene in the pigsty. I mean, that was some scene. How long did that take? How long did it take? Was it all day? To come?
I
mean, that must have been smelly and revolting.
It took a long time because the pigs were constantly having sex. I don't know whether that was because they were fans of the show and they, you know, they were
right.
very turned on because they were seeing Lady Mary in person.
Were you singing in the pigsty? Did that have anything to do with it?
No, I wasn't singing at all. It was great, you know, because the show is very straight-laced. It's quite, you know, held and rigid. So it was lovely to do a scene where you got to behave like kids.
The interesting thing to me is that, you know, you seem to cover the board. I mean, you're in television as a dramatic actor, but actually you were trained as a classical singer, right?
That's right. Yeah, I started singing when I was a kid, really. I went to a choir school here in London. And it was an extraordinary start, I suppose, in the business. You know, you got up at 7 o'clock and you were doing, you know, practicing instruments before you had breakfast, and then you were doing, you know, choir practice, you know, singing 2 or 3 hours a day. So it was a great window into what it was like to be a professional musician.
And we've worked together, haven't we, before, on the same bill, the
right.
London Cabaret Festival.
Mm. Yeah, it was fun.
Well, we didn't sing together, though.
It was a shame, but we have done previously.
We have?
Well, I was... when I was about 10, I was called up...
Be careful now, you're going to make me feel very old.
I was called up to do some backing vocals for one of your albums.
Were you? Which?
I think it was called Love Hurts.
Love Hurts? Well, yes, I did make an album. I'm trying to think now. What was on it? Do you remember the song?
Well, I remember MacArthur Park was on it.
I know. You're thinking of... Oh, it's a brilliant Judy Zooks song called For You. Was it a cappella?
Yeah, I think
yes,
so.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, I remember my dad taking me, because it was in Soho. I remember taking him to this dingy side street in Soho, and the studio... was underneath a strip club.
Probably was.
And I thought, well, if this is show business, I found my calling.
This was your initiation. Well, you'll be pleased to know that actually I've just put that on a new CD that's coming out pretty soon.
So I get royalties.
To celebrate my 50th anniversary.
Fantastic.
So you're going to get paid all
Great.
Over again.
Another 12 pence.
Now, you have also released an album, haven't you?
I have, yeah. It's called If You Stay.
Yeah.
And it's like a big sort of 60s, kind of reworking of 60s songs.
Yes, I mean, you've got some fantastic arrangements on there. Particularly, there was one that stood out to me, the song You've Made Me So Very Happy.
Yeah, I love that song.
I mean, fantastic, but big sort of Bond-esque sounds.
Yeah.
What sort of inspired that?
I love that kind of music. I love those singers, the Tom Jones, you know, the...
Matt Monroe. Engelbert, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, without the... medallions, maybe.
Well,
but no, I like that sound. I think it's just got, you know, it's sort of got a real appeal for me.
Well, are you going to be making another album anytime soon, do you think? Because I was thinking, if you do, you know, you can call me up, maybe I can do some backing vocals for you.
I don't know whether I could afford you.
Oh, yeah, there is that.